So my imagination isn't functioning too well right now. And I was flipping through my memory for some inspiration. And one of my favorite memories popped into my head. Okay, so please promise not to think any less of me after this. My best friend and I had gone to this really amazing concert in a city about a 3.5 hour drive away. And we knew that if we were gonna go, we were gonna get, intoxicated or under the influence of something, so we were not gonna drive. We took the Greyhound bus instead. Yeah, not so much fun. But the concert was so amazing, and the ride down wasn't bad because we were so looking forward to the concert. And then afterwards, I mean, we were still in pretty good moods, but then we got on the bus and there were no seats together for us. Not cool. And people who are on the bus at 11:30 at night, I've discovered, are not in the best mood always. So we wound up sitting a few rows apart, and I had to take a seat next to this guy who was sleeping. And he looked to be like a little bit older than me, not an awful lot, but a little bit. And he had like shoulder length blonde hair, and was, I don't know how I would classify his style, but definitely more on the like skater slash alt guy slash tattoos kind of side of things, which is pretty much my scene at the time. Yeah, okay, it's pretty much my scene now too. You're all my scene, honestly. Okay, so the sleeping guy, right, has his jacket over his shoulders and his lap like a blanket. And I sit down and the lights go out and the bus starts moving, and once they're out of the city, it's totally dark. This was like, I don't know, nobody wanted to watch movies or anything. But our row was completely dark. And I was just sitting there, and I'm like, feeling the endorphin rush of the ecstatic concert frenzy sort of wearing off, so I'm sort of just relaxing. And then I'm like, I feel his knee pressing against mine, and I'm like, do I need to move over? Am I taking too much room? And I look down, and I'm like, no, I'm on my side of the seat. This should be fine. But then, not just is his knee pressing against mine, his hand is on his knee. And the back of his hand is in between us, pressing against my thigh. And I thought, this is interesting. So, I was like, okay, all right, this is an interesting thing. And I sort of looked at him out of the corner of my eye, and he had his, still leaning his head against the window and not opened his eyes or anything. I'm like, okay, I can play this game too. So I kind of got comfy and closed my eyes and sort of pushed my knee back against his a little bit. And he sort of spread his jacket out so it was covering my knee and my lap too. And then our legs were pressed together from hip down to ankle. And he just slid his hand over onto my knee and just like gripped my thigh. And it's weird to think about it, but it was an almost like, I can touch you, so I'm going to touch you, and you're going to touch me back. It was very like, wasn't like tentative or like, hey, maybe we can fool around a little bit. It was more like, here you are, I'm grabbing you now. That was nice. So I touched his thigh really lightly and ran my fingers up them, and this is not something that I would have ever thought of myself doing. Then I heard him undo the top button of his jeans, and that sound, oh This is a thing that I'm doing right now. I didn't know how to deal with this, honestly. I was really kind of, that's one of those things you fantasize about sometimes, but when it happens, it kind of sometimes things could take you off guard. So it did, and I reached over and I, placed my hand on his stomach and then slid it downwards until I felt his cock under my hand and he had taken it out of his pants. And it was hot and hard and already had pre-cum all over the tip, and I was just, I was enthralled at this point. And my thought was, okay, what can I do to see if I can make him open his eyes or make a noise or do something, but that won't attract any attention from anyone else? So there I am, sitting on a Greyhound bus, some stranger's hand in my panties, and lightly stroking his cock. It was absolutely bizarre, but it was so fucking hot. Because here's somebody whose name I don't know, whose eye color I don't even know, who I've never heard speak a word. And I'm about to make him come in public. Hopefully without getting cut. Oh my gosh. How many boxes can one experience tick? I mean, bah. But it was one of those, it was like a fall slash winter coat, so it had the zip zoppy kind of material on it, so I had to be like super careful. And I don't know if you have ever tried to jerk someone off without making a sound when they've got a zip zoppy jacket over their lap, but it's not easy. Oh my gosh. So I had to sort of, in that moment, find a way to maneuver my hand and my wrist and my forearm so that I could stroke his cock to maximum efficiency without alerting any bystanders as to what was going on in that row. And in the meantime, he's gotten his hand in my panties. And as I am working the shaft of his cock, he is circling my clit with his finger. And I don't remember which one of us was responding to the other, but we were matching very well together. And just the sound of his sudden intake of breath every once in a while when I shifted my hand or used my thumb to move the pre-cock around the head to move his pre-cum around the head of his cock. Whoa. But just his breath was so hot, and the fact that there were people within 3 feet of us on either side was just so hot. And the fact that we could get caught at any moment, and my best friend was there, and I mean, there are just so many reasons why it was phenomenally, incredibly hot. And honestly, I could have gone the whole time without him touching me, because everything that was going around just made me sizzle from head to toe. Like, I was dripping wet, and my clit was just throbbing, and I couldn't hardly sit still, and just everything about the whole situation was just so absolutely thrilling. It was crazy. So with his like gentlest touch, I was biting my lip and the insides of my cheeks and trying hard to sit still, and I am really glad that I gripped the armrest super tight and not his cock, because I would have really hurt the guy and that would have been no fun at all. But oh my gosh, when we got to the point where, I drenched his hand and actually pushed him away, because there was no way I was going to be able to keep my quiet any longer. And he just put his hand back on my leg and was just digging his fingers into my thigh with this urgency, this, just this, please let me come, like, now sense to it. Which, of course, made me just think, oh, fuck yes, we're gonna do that now. So I looked at him out of the corner of my eye, barely lifting up my eyelids, and I watched as his lips tensed and he actually bit his lower lip at one point, which was super sexy, and I just stroked his cock, and I had to do it with relatively evenly paced strokes so that I could be quiet and not attract any attention. And it was so thick and hard and hot, and there was so much pre-cum that it was really slick and easy to stroke him. And the way his body tensed, and in the sense that we could get caught at any moment, and knowing that, within minutes of being in the presence of someone, I had already gotten to experience this with them, and it would never happen again, was just intoxicating. Honestly, if I had been sober, I probably would have felt high. And it took everything I had to not, be much riskier in our exchange. Honestly, I was so tempted to just say, fuck getting caught, and just give him head right there, but I didn't. Because reasons. Because people. Because that is not inconspicuous when you're sitting in the front half of a Greyhound bus. Not really at all. So I didn't, but I just stroked his cock and felt it throb and twitch in my hand, and just the way that every vein and every inch of his skin felt to my touch was so absolutely, it was hot, literally, temperature-wise hot and ridiculously, crazily, sexually hot. And honestly, when I was stroking him and feeling him about to come, without even him touching me, I just came first. I couldn't help it. I was just like, oh my gosh, and managed somehow during that to not make extra noise. And then while I was like still shivering, he came too, and it was just like, oh my gosh, because still being in the happy end stages of coming, then all of a sudden there he is, like really gripping my thigh, and like the tendons in his neck were standing out, and his cock is just twitching in my hand, and my hand is full of hot cum, and oh my gosh, it was so good. Definitely one of the sexiest experiences of my young life Absolutely. 10 out of 10 would jack off again.